You're listening to Dashboard Confessional, the show from the team behind the dashboard at I Hate Marketing. No growth hacks, no fluff, just the stuff nobody in marketing wants to say out loud. The dashboard is the one place your whole marketing picture finally lives. Every tool, every channel, every number on one screen for one flat price. $1,800 a month. No seats, no tokens, no nonsense. All right. Here's today's confession. The real cost of a marketing tech stack nobody talks about: seats, tokens, and the integration tax. Ask a marketing leader what their tech stack costs, and they'll quote you the line items. 8 tools, a few $100 a month each, call it $12,000. Clean, tidy, wrong. The real number is the one that doesn't show up on a single invoice. It's the cost that compounds quietly while you're busy doing actual work. Per seat creep, per token AI roulette, and the integration tax you pay just to make the tools you already bought talk to each other. Nobody in a sales deck mentions this part, so let's do it for them. The seat tax. You get punished for growing. Per seat pricing is the oldest trick in SaaS, and it's brilliant if you're the one selling. You sign up, you love the tool, and then you do the most natural thing in the world. You add your teammates. Congratulations, you just triggered the meter. Here's how it goes. You buy an analytics or reporting tool at, say, $100 a seat. Fine for you and one analyst. Then the demand gen person needs access. Then the paid media contractor. Then your boss wants a login because she likes to poke at dashboards on Sunday night. Then someone in finance wants visibility. 5 seats becomes 9 without anyone making a decision. Now run that across the stack. You're not paying per seat for one tool. You're paying per seat for your BI tool, your social scheduler, your SEO platform, your project tracker, your call tracking. A 9-person team touching 6 per seat tools isn't a rounding error. It's a second headcount you didn't hire. And the kicker? The pricing actively discourages the thing every company says it wants, which is more people looking at the data. You end up rationing logins. People share a password like it's 2009. The single source of truth becomes a thing 2 people can actually see. If your pricing model makes you hesitate before giving a coworker access to your own numbers, the pricing model is the problem. The token tax. A bill you can't forecast. Then AI showed up and a whole new line of nonsense came with it. Per token, per query, per credit pricing. Usage-based, they call it, which is a friendly way of saying we have no idea what you'll pay and neither do you. You buy an AI assistant or an AI-powered analytics layer. The base price looks reasonable. Then you read the fine print. You get a bucket of credits or tokens, and when you blow through them, the meter spins. So the better the tool is, the more you use it, the more you pay. You're rewarded for ignoring the thing you bought and penalized for getting value out of it. Picture a normal week. A few people ask the AI to break down last month's CAC by channel. Someone runs a big query against a year of data, which eats tokens fast. A new hire gets curious and pokes around for an afternoon. None of that is abuse, that's just using the product. But now your AI line item swings from a few $100s to 4 figures, depending on how curious your team felt that month. Try building a budget around that. You can't. Finance asks what the tool costs, and the honest answer is, depends how much we think. That's not a budget. That's a bar tab. The integration tax, the one that actually hurts. Seats and tokens are visible if you squint. The integration tax is the one that hides best and costs most, because it doesn't live in the MarTech budget at all. It lives in headcount and duct tape. Every tool you buy is an island. Your ad platforms don't talk to your analytics. Your CRM doesn't talk to your reporting. Your spreadsheet of truth doesn't talk to anything because a human is the integration. So you start paying to connect them. The automation tab, Zapier, Make, whatever. Another per-task meter that quietly scales with your volume. Cheap until it isn't. The engineer. Someone writes a script to pull from 3 APIs into a warehouse. Now you're paying for the warehouse, and you're paying a developer to babysit pipes that break every time a vendor changes an endpoint. The analyst. The person whose actual job became copy-pasting numbers from 6 tabs into one deck every Monday. Smart, expensive, and burning half their week on glue work instead of insight.
Added up, and the integration tax often costs more than the tools it's connecting. A BI analyst and part of an engineer's time is 6 figures a year before anyone's looked at a single chart. You didn't buy software. You bought a part-time job assembling software. Tool sprawl and renewal creep finish you off. 2 more quiet killers. First, sprawl. Nobody decides to run 14 tools. It happens one reasonable purchase at a time. A new channel needs a new tool. A campaign needs a one-off. Someone trials something and the trial becomes a subscription nobody cancels. A year later, you're paying for 3 tools that do the same thing and 1 nobody remembers logging into. Second, renewal creep. The price you signed at is not the price you keep. Renewals come with a polite adjustment. 5% here, a new pricing tier there, a feature you relied on getting moved to the plan above yours. The stack you priced at 12 grand is 15 by year 2, and not because you got more value, you just got older. Now, add it all up. Put the real bill together. The invoice tools, the seats you didn't plan for, the token swings you can't forecast, the automation meters, the analyst and the engineer holding it together, the sprawl, the annual creep. The tidy 12 grand a month is comfortably north of 25 once you count the humans and the glue. And most of that spend produces no insight. It produces plumbing. That's the part nobody talks about. You're not paying for analytics. You're paying for the privilege of connecting things, adding people, and asking questions. 3 activities that should be free and instead are the meter. What flat actually buys you? Here's the contrarian take. The price of a tool matters less than the shape of the price. A predictable number you can defend beats a cheaper number that moves every month and drags 3 hidden line items behind it. That's the whole idea behind how we priced the dashboard. 1 flat number, $1,800 a month, all in. No per-seat math, so add your whole team and your boss and finance and the new hire. No tokens, so ask it 1,000 questions, or ask it 10,000, same price. No integration tax, because unifying the stack into one source of truth is the product, not a project you staff. No AI tokens, no seats, no bullshit. Mostly that last part. You shouldn't need a spreadsheet to predict what your spreadsheet tool costs. So before your next renewal, do the ugly exercise. Add the seats, add the tokens, add the human glue. Look at the real number, not the invoice number. Then ask whether you're paying for answers or paying for the plumbing that's supposed to deliver them. If it's the plumbing, you already know what to do. That's the confession for today. If your marketing data is scattered across a dozen tools and none of them agree with each other, that is exactly the problem the dashboard was built to kill. 1 pane of glass. Ask it anything in plain English. Get the truth. See it for yourself at ihatemarketing.ai. Thanks for listening to Dashboard Confessional. We'll see you next time.